Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. We're going to say the reference and then read those two verses and say the reference at the conclusion. All right, here we go. Exodus 14, 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. For the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Exodus 14, 13, and 14. Father, thank you once again that we can look at the book of Exodus and see by faith what you did for the children of Israel. And Lord, when we come to these areas of Red Sea experiences in our own lives, Lord, we can turn to the God of heaven. And Lord, the same way you fought for Israel, we know that you will fight for us. And Lord, some of the enemies that we may see today, we may see no more forever. Some enemies may come back again, but Lord, you are still the God that can put to bay and put to flight the enemies that want to pursue us and want to overcome us and want to overtake us. So thank you that by faith we can enjoy the blessings of God. Guide us today in our discussion, and Lord, may we learn and glean some things from the word of God, Lord, that you through all things will receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So you can go to your page 67. I want to fill in a few things here for you. Going back, we're talking in lesson 8 about how to please God. Amen. How to please God. Now, if we were to ask you how to please your boss, what would you say? If I said, how do you please your boss? What would you say?
Do what he wants, work hard.
Is Duffy?
Do the best that you can to do what he wants you to do.
Do the best you can to do what he wants you to do. Yes, Tasha? Be on time. Amen. What a how to please your boss. Amen. Work hard. Amen. Be diligent. Amen. What a how to please your boss. Be reliable. Amen. Now, by the way, how we know exactly how to please our boss word for word. How we know that? Asking him what to do. Normally they will give you a sheet. These are your responsibilities. And normally they're pretty general, pretty vague. But if you're not doing the responsibilities that your boss wants you to do, what will your boss often do? Well, yes, they may fire you, but we hope it wouldn't come to that. Amen. Yes. Reprimand you. Or what's the first line of defense that a boss will normally do if you're not doing your job? Give you a warning, call you in and say, hey, you're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. You're not doing X, Y, and Z, and blah, blah, blah. You have been told. All right. Then the second time, what are they liable to do? Maybe write you up. Maybe the third time, then what would they do? A few free days off without pay. Amen. By the way, are there some offenses that they will not give you any warning secondary at all? They just give you that first warning and say, this is what's expected of you. And then on day two, you have an infraction and can you get fired?
Yes,
the military has a no tolerance on drugs. You do drugs, guess what? Boom, you get the boot. You're out. Amen. Think about it. Would you want to be a pilot and the people packing your parachute are on drugs? And then you go to say Geronimo and it doesn't go up? Or you'd be like Yosemite Sam, you pull the ripcord and all the camping gear comes out. Amen. That's not good. So there are certain things when you look at it that they will, you're done. Aren't you glad God's not like that? If you don't please God, he doesn't boot you out of heaven. Amen. He doesn't blot your name out and say, I'm sorry, you had a place in heaven, but you're no longer accepted here. Amen. I'm so glad that God doesn't deal with us that way. God wants us to please him, and there's a way that we can please him. Of course, it's by faith. But God gives us an instruction book right here. And we fulfill the instruction book by faith. And God does great things for us as a result of that. So this is what this is talking about, how to please God. So let's fill in some things here, because what we're talking about here is we're saved by what? By grace through our faith. But it doesn't stop there. God wants to do some marvelous things in our life. Amen. And we need to know how to please God by faith. So let me fill in Roman numeral 1 for you. Last time we looked at a description of faith. Roman numeral 1, a description of faith. And we found out that in order to live by faith, we must understand what faith is. Amen. A description of faith. And we found out that A, true faith has confidence. True faith has confidence, and true faith in something is never separated from confidence in what God can do and wants to do. And then B, we saw true faith requires change. True faith requires change. If we believe it, we'll act upon it. Amen. If we believe that we'll get fired for not being on time, what will happen to us? We'll be on time. Amen. If we believe that we'll get fired for doing drugs, guess what we will do? We will stay away from drugs. Amen. There's just certain things that are there. C, true faith demands commitment. True faith demands commitment. I will stay the course. We must stay the course all the way. Might we get tired sometimes?
Yes.
Yes. Might we get discouraged sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Aren't you glad that God never gets tired? God never gets discouraged? Amen. God never gives up on us. Amen. Until that time when we turn from him and he says, that's it. But if you're saved, he never does like that. But you know what? You can not be saved, and God will do this. That's it. Now, does he continue to want to woo you? Yes, but sometimes you turn your back like Pharaoh. Guess what? You're gone. Amen. But for the saved, God never gets tired of us. Amen. So Roman numeral 1, a description of faith. In order to live by faith, we've got to understand what it is. And then A, true faith has confidence. B, true faith requires change. C, true faith demands commitment. Amen. Which brings us to Roman numeral 2. Roman numeral 2. And Roman numeral 2 is a daily forecast. A daily forecast. By the way, when you think of a daily forecast, what comes to your mind? Weather. Weather. And by the way, when it comes down to a daily forecast, what do we normally look at to see what the conditions will be like? The weather forecast. We go to the radar, whatever, to see what it's going to be like. So faith is the same way. How many of y'all check the weather almost every day?
I do, Pastor.
I know I do. In Arizona, you really don't have to because it's normally always nice, amen. But I was stationed in Belgium. You didn't have to check the weather there either. Anybody want to know why? It rained every day. So you didn't have to check the weather. You did have to make sure you had an umbrella. If you didn't have an umbrella, you were going to be soaking wet because it rained when you didn't think it would rain. Amen. And so a daily forecast. Amen. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. A daily forecast. All right. When it comes to a daily forecast, do we trust what the weatherman says? How many of y'all have been involved in monsoon season? And what do you expect when the clouds roll in?
Rain.
Rain. What normally happens when the clouds roll in?
Rain.
Oftentimes, nothing. It'll thunder, it'll lightning, it'll shake, it'll quake. The wind will blow. You'll smell rain, and you'll get none of it. And then other times you think that that same thing is going to happen, and what happens? It does rain. And that's the time you don't have your umbrella. You park far away from the store. You got a handful of groceries, and you lose your key somewhere along the way. And now you got to go back, amen? So a daily forecast is what we want to talk about today, amen? A daily forecast. All right, let you fill in the blanks here, and then we're going to talk about a lot of different verses. We won't get done with this today because there's so many verses, but let me fill this in. A, then, is going to be every day there must be a step of faith. Every day there must be a step of faith. Then B, every day there must be many opportunities. Every day there must be many opportunities. Then C, every day there must be an attribute needed. An attribute needed. Then D, every day there must be a reward given. reward given. All right? So number two, a daily forecast. Then A, every day there must be a step of faith. B, every day there must be many opportunities. C, every day there must be an attribute needed. Then D, every day there must be a reward to gain. All right. So a daily forecast, a daily forecast. Let me ask you a few questions. A daily forecast, we're talking about a daily forecast. That means that there's got to be a daily activity. Weatherman gives a forecast every day because the clouds are always changing. The wind's always changing. Things are shifting. And so a daily forecast means a daily activity. Now, when you look at a daily activity, what are some daily activities that we accomplish by faith? Daily activities that we accomplish by faith. They're very, very, very elementary. Yes. Getting out of bed. We take for granted that when I get out of bed, my legs are going to do what? Hold up. Until they don't. We take it for granted that my ankles are going to hold up. My arches are going to hold up. My knees are going to hold up. We take for granted that when I go in the bathroom, I'm going to turn on the water and what's going to come out?
Water.
Water. Guess what it takes for that? Faith. You have to believe that the water company is going to deliver water to your location. Amen. We have the ability by faith. We go to the light and we turn the light switch on. And what do we expect?
Light.
Electricity.
Here we go.
You didn't pay your bill. Should you expect that? You didn't pay your water bill. Should you expect that? You didn't pay for trash collection. Should you expect that? Amen. You don't pay for child care. Should you expect that? You don't pay for school. Should you expect that? No. But some folks actually have the audacity to expect it. You turned off my water. You turned off your payment.
Yes, sir, you did,
Pastor. Kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Amen. So there's certain things that we do by faith on a daily basis. It's a daily forecast. We turn on a light switch by faith. We start our cars by faith. We lock our doors by faith. We turn on our gas on our stove by faith. We flush our toilets by faith. Amen. What am I saying here? Faith, then, is a daily forecast. Amen. By the way, ask the question here. The book says this. If without faith it is impossible to please God, does that mean that if we want to please God every day, we have to live by faith every day? Yes. Yes. If I want to please God every day, I need to live by faith every day. Now, what does that mean, living by faith every day? That means trusting God's word every day. I've got to trust what God said is true. By the way, if I don't trust what God said is true, amen, I am the loser, not God, amen. So there are times in our lives when God leads us to take some huge steps of faith. I mean, they're just astronomical. But then other times, just little bitty steps, little bitty steps of faith, amen. By the way, a huge step of faith could be moving to a new location, maybe getting a different job, or a huge financial decision to buy something humongous, amen. Small steps of faith could be something as easy as turning your alarm clock to wake you up to get up for work.
Oh, there you go.
Amen. But guess what? If you turn your alarm clock on, what do you have to do? You got to get up. Will the alarm clock get you out of bed?
No.
No. What will it do? It just helps you wake up. Guess who's got to get out of bed?
You do.
You do. Remember, the children of Israel came to the Red Sea. We talked about that last week. When they came up to the Red Sea, guess what? God opened it up. What if they all said, we don't want to go? Who had to walk through the Red Sea? They did. God didn't have to walk there. God wasn't in danger. Who was in danger? They were. So the alarm clock can wake you up, and by faith you can set it, but then you've got to exercise faith daily by getting up out of bed and doing what God would have you to do. Amen. So sometimes the steps of faith are going to be small on a daily basis. Sometimes they're going to be big, but it's just the same, small or big. By the way, we talked about last week, ordinary tasks. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Ordinary tasks can be extraordinary tests of God. And we made the comment that God tests us how often? Every day. Every day. It's just some have extraordinary consequences, while others are just ordinary tasks. that God says, if you do this, I'll do this. But some have major consequences. So let's talk about every day. There must be a step of faith. Every day there must be a step of faith. Amen. By the way, how long are you and I saved?
Forever.
Are we trusting God to be saved today?
Yes, we are.
So that means that we got saved in yesteryear. But Brother Scott, what year did you get saved? 1953. So if Brother Scott got saved in 1953, is he still trusting God to keep him saved today?
Yes.
Will he still have to trust God tomorrow to keep him saved?
Yes.
And what about the day after that?
Yes.
So he is still trusting God today for salvation that happened yonder day.
Yes, sir.
Make sense?
Yes.
So when I look at this, every day there must be a step of faith. One day he trusted God to save him.
Yes.
The next day he trusted God calling him to preach, to go out and plant a church. The next day, he trusted God to go onto the mission field and take his wife and family with him. What happened? He's building his faith step by step.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter the stage in our life or our maturity level. Each walk with God should be a walk of faith every day. I'm trusting God with this, but then I've got to trust God with something else. By the way, the children of Israel, we talked about last time, went through the Red Sea. How could that experience help them in their everyday walk of faith? Jerry? Amen. So if I look back and I say, man, God did that. And if God did that, if an enemy comes again, guess what God can do? He can do the same thing again. Brother Scott can look back and say, if God saved me back in the 50s, then God is able to take me to the missions field in the 2000s. Or when did you go, 1990? 2003. So if God saved me in the 50s, then God in 2003 can take me to the mission field. And if he kept me saved all this time, he can keep me on the mission field.
Amen.
Feel that one? Every day there must be a step of faith. By the way, every day we must trust God and be sensitive to his leading and respond in faith. We were talking on Wednesday about different verses that the missionaries hold on to. Many of those verses that the missionaries hold on to are just that. They're promises that God has told me to go to this specific field, and I'm going to take that promise, and the time that I'm on the field, I'm going to hold on to it every single day, trusting God has called me to be here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen to that, Pastor.
The same way God called Samuel is the same way God called me. Still small voice, kept calling me to preach. And guess what I hold on to this day? That still small voice, the confirmation of God's word that he called me to preach.
Yes, sir.
And guess what I'm still doing today?
Preaching.
I'm going to preach till God tells me to stop.
Lord.
Amen. Now, might God tell me to stop? Yes.
He might.
Did he tell Moses to stop? Yes.
Yes, he did.
When? When he died. Amen. Now, I'm not saying the same for everybody. Amen. Some men preach till they die. Others say, God called me to retire at this point in time, and God called me to go over here and do this for right now. God called me to do this and there. God called me to go over and do this. And so God's going to lead us in different ways. But God does deal with us differently. By the way, you have to exercise faith when your car breaks down. What do you have to do?
Take it to the mechanic,
yes. Get me to the right people to fix my car. Amen. Yes, Jamelle. Amen. Pray that God's got the money set aside already for us if we don't have the money. Amen. By the way, if an unsaved neighbor talks to us about spiritual things, do I need faith to talk to that neighbor?
Yes,
I need to know what things that the Bible would have me to tell them. Amen. By the way, if a child asks a deep question about spiritual things, does that require faith?
Well,
yes, I need to know what deep things there are that they need to know about. So each time you look at this, every day there must be a step of faith, and you and I have to be sensitive to God's leading and respond as he directs us and demonstrate faith by trusting what God says and stepping out and doing what God has called us to do, step by step, amen? So it is a daily forecast. Is God's direction going to be the same on some days? Yes. If you work, what is God going to tell you every day that you're supposed to go to work? Get up and go to work. That doesn't change. He's going to say, get up and go to work. Oh, what if I'm sick? Huh? Go to work anyway? Amen. If I'm sick, should I go to work anyway? Yes. Especially if I'm contagious. Now, if I'm contagious, I should stay home. But by faith, what should I do? There's something else I should do, too, when it comes to my job. Let my boss know. If I don't show up to work and I'm sick and I'm contagious and I don't let my boss know, what is my boss liable to suspect? Huh? That you quit? Amen. It could be. What else might he suspect? Yes? Unreliable? What else? You don't want to work? That could be true. What else might your boss suspect? Now, is the boss justified in all these thoughts?
Yes.
Why? It's your responsibility to let them know. So by faith, you can't assume that the boss knows what's going on in your life. You have to call them up and say, this is what's going on in my life. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to be in bad shape. Amen. So you need to be sensitive to the Lord's leading and step out. Amen. So every day there must be a step of faith. Amen. But then B, let's look at this. Amen. So every day something different is going to come up, and every day something new is going to come up. Some days the ordinary is going to be there. And will you still need faith for the ordinary?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
You're still going to need faith. In the ordinary, amen. I have to have faith that my car is going to start the same way it did yesterday, today. The light's going to come on. The water's going to run, and X, Y, and Z. All right? So every day there must be many opportunities. Many opportunities. Based upon what we talked about on Sunday morning last week, how can God use these opportunities in my life? What is he going to put before me? We talked about last week. Ordinary what? Well, ordinary tasks.
Ordinary tasks.
Ordinary tasks. So if every day there must be many opportunities, God's going to give me ordinary tasks. How many do just one task a day? By the way, if you get out of the bed, you've already exercised several tasks.
Yes, you did, Pastor. Yes, you do.
You've turned off the alarm, task one. You swung your legs over the bed, task two. You have stood up, task number three. You have gone to the restroom, task number four. You have brushed teeth, task number five, and such and such and such. Amen. So every day there are going to be many opportunities. God's going to use these ordinary tasks to you to demonstrate your faith. And so God gives abundant opportunities to demonstrate faith in him every day. Let me give you just a couple. One way to demonstrate faith in God is by fighting temptation. How many of y'all struggle with temptation? All of us do. Some is to overeat. Some is to indulge in chocolate. Some is to, speed on the road. Others is to do a California stop. We all have temptations. Go over to Matthew chapter number 4 where Jesus had his temptation. By the way, is temptation sin?
Yes.
Temptation is not sin. Yielding to temptation is sin. Matthew chapter number 4. And notice verse number 1, of course, a very familiar area. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of who? The devil. When he had what? Fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. Would you be hungry after 40 days of not eating? Some of y'all were hungry after 40 minutes. If the truth be known. My children are always, can I have something to eat? You just ate. Can I have a snack? Snack? You couldn't be hungry. But I am. Let's quantify. There's hunger, then there's greed. Amen. Amen. So he was afterward and hungered. You would be too. When the tempter came to him, verse number 3, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Is that a temptation? Yes. Was he the Son of God? Yes. Could he command the stones to be made bread? Yes. But you never want to do something at the devil's whim and at the devil's request. Verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So he fought temptation by faith in the word of God. How can you and I fight temptation? By faith in the word of God. God said it, that settles it. Don't even debate with the devil because you will lose. So one way to demonstrate faith is by fighting temptation. Another one that you and I may struggle with is anger. On a daily basis, you or I will get angry. We'll be tempted on a daily basis to run a red light, to speed, to do whatever. But then we'll be tempted to be angry and sin. What is that? What does the Bible say? Be ye angry and what? How many of us honestly can be angry and not sin? I mean, that's difficult at best. It can happen. But most of us. I mean, you see people at the stoplight, and I mean, the stoplight just turns green a split second. You hear, bah! And you're thinking, it just turned green. Now I'm spending more time looking around at you to figure out what is your problem. And now you really are bonging your horn. Amen.
My goodness.
Can't do that nowadays. Road rage, they'll shoot you. Amen. Some people will struggle with anger. The Bible says, be angry and what? Sin not. Go over to Ephesians. So I can exercise faith by asking God to help me with my temptation and asking God to help me with my anger. Ephesians chapter 4. Am I in the right place here? Got this new Bible here. What verse is that? Anybody point that out to me? Be angry and sin not. My old Bible is 26. Yeah, there we go. Amen. My old Bible is highlighted. I can't see. All right. Be angry and what? Sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to who? The devil. If Jesus had given into temptation, he would have given place to the devil, but he didn't. If you and I have anger, we need to ask God to help us control our anger on a daily basis. Can we be subject to being angry? You're just about to walk out the door. It's time to punch the clock. And the boss says, hey, we need you to stay late. And if you're a lady, you got a crock pot. You got food cooking. But I got food cooking. But you got a job. You won't have no food if you get fired. And so you turn and grumble. No, I don't have anything. Crock pot. What's that you said about crock pot? Nothing. So now we're murmuring and disputing.
Yes, sir.
We're angry, we're sinning. So daily, God's going to give me opportunities to exercise my faith. It could be avoiding temptation. It could be anger.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, going to be situations that cause you to feel angry. God may press upon your heart to give a specific response. How about saying, boss, you know what? I was just getting ready to go home, and I've got something on my crock pot, and I'd really love to get home and get that turned off. You wouldn't want a fire to happen. Must be on KGON9 News tonight, would you? He might say, I don't care about your cock prod or your KGON9 News either. Amen. Then you need more faith to say, okay, let me reason with this boss. Amen.
Amen to that, Pastor. Amen to that.
God may be pressing upon your heart not to get irritated with an individual when they tell you to do something. By the way, if you're irritated with someone, what can that lead to? Anger, which can lead to what? Sin. Fighting, amen. It could lead to that too. Let's hope not. It doesn't come to that, amen. So every day there's going to be opportunities to demonstrate faith. We could ask God to help us fight temptation, fight anger, fight irritations. By the way, what irritates you may not irritate me. How many of y'all have this fetish with toilet paper being put on a certain way? When that's not done, it irritates me. It irritates me. Now, the next person doesn't bother them at all, but it irritates me to death. And my children know it. And so I go and say, who did such and such? Now I'm more irritated because I've got no one to lay this blame on. Because nobody will fess up. And I know somebody did it. And it wasn't me. Nothing that irritates me is when you use all the toilet paper and don't replace the roll when it's at your disposal to do so. That irritates me. And I've got to blame somebody. And when nobody fesses up and say, it was me, I'm irritated.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes,
I'm just saying.
Yes, sir.
The devil knows what's going to irritate you. And daily you'll be tested in that area that irritates you. If you're one of those that you're a fast driver, a slow driver will get in front of you.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
And as soon as you try to switch lanes, they'll get over in front of you.
Yeah.
And as soon as you switch lanes, they'll get over in front of you again.
Yes, sir, he will, Pastor.
That happened to me before. The guy was behind me. He was, and I said, oh, man. I said, let me get over so that he can pass me. I got over. Guess what he did? He got over. So I said, I'm going to get over so he can pass me. I got over. Guess what he did? He got over. So everything that I was trying to do, he was trying to do the same thing. And then I just finally got off the gas and said, look, son, you just go on around me. And he went behind, look. You know, everything in me wanted to say. Then I thought, what if he shows up at church one day? And I'm up there and all he sees is, I'm trying to preach the word of God. He goes like this. I can't do that, Lord. I just can't do that. Some of y'all laughing because you know you licked your tongue out already. What am I saying? Every day God's going to test us and allow opportunities to come. And so every day there must be a step of faith. There must be many opportunities. There's different ways that God's going to distract or use to get us to exercise our faith. By the way, you may have a child that irritates you or frustrates you. Guess what? You don't want to lose it on the child. You don't want to go off and strap on their necks. That is not encouraging for you or the child. Amen. So God may test you in that area to demonstrate your faith. And what you've got to do is say, okay, Lord, give me what I need to minister to my son or to my daughter. Maybe, go do something together with them or something like that. But you don't want to get to that point. Amen. So every day there's going to be opportunities. Amen. Our job is to take the step of faith by obeying the Holy Spirit's leading. But you should be aware of what it is that God wants you to do for that situation. And that's what comes in handy of reading the Word of God. Amen. By the way, let's pause here. If you're not experiencing spiritual victory in an area, whether it's anger, temptation, irritation, or whatever the case may be, if you're not experiencing spiritual victory, do you blame God? Many do. Is there a problem with God's word? Never is there a problem with God's word. What is there oftentimes? Operator error. How many of y'all ever had an appliance or something like that and you called the shop or the store that you bought it from and you complained that it wasn't working right and they pointed you to your manual and you said, yeah. I bought a microwave years ago, the microwave that we just had replaced. And they tell you, don't let the metal bars touch the side. Y'all know where I'm going with that, right? The metal bar touched the side.
Oh, my goodness.
I pushed on. Guess what happened? 4th of July. Sparks. And I thought, well, why would you give me a microwave and put this thing in here and it not work properly? And the directions said, never let it touch the side. Never let the metal contact metal because you will have a disaster.
Yes, you will.
And guess what I had until the day it broke? That memory of that black arch burnt stuff that was in there that said, that's stupid. And why was I not smart? Because I didn't read the Bible. The Bible manual that they gave me for the microwave. And it clearly said, don't do it. Amen. So if I'm not experiencing spiritual victory, I cannot blame God. The problem is always on me. Now, let me ask you this question here. What may be the problem? if I'm not experiencing spiritual victory in some opportunity God puts before me. If I'm not experiencing victory in my temptation or over my anger or over my irritations or whatever the case may be, if I'm not experiencing victory, what might the problem be? Yes. Sometimes I'm letting my flesh rule instead of the word of God rule by faith. What else might the problem be? Could be a heart issue that I need to deal with. Amen. What else might the problem be? Yes. Not knowing the word of God or the will of God. Amen. What else might the problem be? Daniel? Lack of faith, amen. Now, when we have a problem, whether it's temptation or an irritation or frustration or whatever the case may be, who do we normally look to change first? The other person. We always look to the other person to change. And who should I be looking to? I should be looking to myself and to God and saying, God, what do I need to do? Not what they need to do. By the way, can you control what people do? If you could, then the world would be a better place from your perspective. In my world, everybody would change the toilet paper correctly. Amen. Everybody would replace the towels. Everybody would empty the trash. Everybody would pick up their litter. Amen. In my world, everybody would go the speed limit. Amen. And follow my lead. In my world, it'd be a pretty sad existence for most of y'all. Amen. They would all fill up the ice trays when they find them empty.
Yeah.
They would just do that.
Exactly.
If they found something dirty, they would wash it and pick it up and clean it. If something was in my world, that's what would happen. But I don't live in my world. Guess what world I live in? God's world. This is my Father's world. And who does God want to change in his world?
Us.
Me. Now, when it comes to me, he's not interested in changing y'all. For me, he's interested in changing me for you. And everybody has that same perspective. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. So when I come to a point in my life when I'm not experiencing spiritual victory, I am oftentimes the blame, never God. Normally I'm looking at you or I'm looking at the problem. And neither one of those is the issue. I need to look at God and say, God, how do you want me to respond to the problem? How do you, God, want me to respond to the person, to the irritant, to the temptation? How do you want me, God, to respond to this? And guess what? He will always show you. He will always tell you. The problem is always us that God wants to change. Amen. Let me give you this one, and then we're going to, no, we don't have enough time for this one. Amen. All right, so we're at C, right? Every day there must be an attribute needed, amen?
Yeah.
Notice, go to Hebrews 11:6 real quick with me, and then we're going to have to stop with this. Hebrews 11:6. Because they point you in your book to the second half of this verse. And Hebrews 11:6. And notice what it says in verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God... notice this second part. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as you and I approach God's throne every day or approach God's will every day, we need to come in saying, God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. This is what I need. Why? My faith is going to be a daily step of faith. It's going to have many opportunities, but then there's going to be an attribute needed. I have to know that God is going to give me that which I have need of.
Amen.
By the way, will God always give you what you have need of?
Boy, yes.
He will. He's not going to supply all you want, but he will give you what you need. Does everybody need a Maserati? My son follows basketball, so he thinks everybody needs a sports car.
Oh my.
I told him, I said, son, everybody needs a sports car because if we have one, me and mama's riding in it. Where are you going to ride?
Oh, there you go.
So we need a van. We need a passenger van. Amen.
Hey.
And you know what he had the audacity to say, honey? Well, Dad, me and you can ride in it. Well, wait a minute. And where's my wife going to go? And where's Joshua and Faith going to go? He said, they can have a turn after I get done. Where are the groceries going to go, son? Let's think about this. I said, and furthermore, who's going to pay the car insurance?
Yes, sir, Pastor.
He looked and he said, does it really come with all that? And more.
Yes, it does.
And more. There's got to be an attribute needed. We have to understand that whatever it is that we're seeking God for, he is going to reward us, but there's got to be an attribute needed. We may need a financial miracle. We may need some extra patience. We may need healing or restoration. We may need some wisdom or some strength. God rewards those that diligently seek him. Now, preface that with this. Does he always reward you the way you think you ought to be rewarded?
No, he
doesn't. Can we sometimes be disillusioned? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can we sometimes get angry with God when we want a Maserati and he gives us a Toyota? Yes.
Yes, you can, Pastor.
Can we get disillusioned? We want first class and he puts us in coach. Yes.
Yes, we can, Pastor. We can.
Yes. Yes. And yes. We'll leave you with Psalm 119:59. It's going to be our memory verse. Psalm 119:59. Psalm 119, verse 59, and I like what the author here says in Psalms 119, verse 59. He says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. You know what he's saying? He's saying pretty much, you know, I thought about what I wanted to do, but then I looked at what you wanted me to do. Oftentimes, we look at what we want to do.
Yes.
And oftentimes, what we want to do has nothing to do with what God wants us to do. And we're honest. We want to do what we want to do. How many of y'all ever want to smack somebody for something? Amen.
Oh, yeah, Pastor.
Are you going to a store and people treat you rude? You want to say, look, I come here to spend good money that God blessed me with. I don't need your attitude. You do it in a fast food restaurant, they may go back there and put some dirt on your hamburgers. You better watch it. Amen.
That's true, Pastor. That's
but some of you want to smack somebody. And aren't you glad that you don't do it? Because you'll be on K-Gun 9 News too.
Yes, you will.
Psalm 119:59. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. He said, I looked at what I wanted to do, but then I marched straight over to the word of God to do what God wants me to do. Folks, left to our own ways, we'll be a mess.
Well, yes. We will.
Everybody will be smacked.
Bye-bye.
Everybody will be bashed on the roadways. Our horn won't work anymore because we will have pressed it through the steering wheel. If we have our way, I mean, it's going to be a mess, if we're honest. You know, I watched Three Stooges. If I had my way, everybody would be getting bonged upside the head. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I'm so glad that I've got the word of God to keep me straight and say, you know what, if you slap somebody, they may shoot you. Amen. So Psalm 119:59 is going to be our thought for the next week. Amen. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. That's our memory verse. I want you to meditate on that. And I think that'll be a source of encouragement for us, not only encouragement, but a blessing. To know that if I'm going to have a daily forecast, my faith is a daily forecast. It's going to have to be a step of faith. It's going to have many opportunities available to me, but there's going to be an attribute needed. There's going to be something that I need from God. And if I need this attribute from God, then I need to go to God and get off my own ways.
Amen.
Because your way will get you in trouble.
So
my way will get me in trouble.
Amen.
But God's ways will never do what our ways could do to us, detrimentally speaking. Now, might we suffer a little bit with God's way? Might. But God's way is always better. His way is always best. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for the word of God. And Lord, how to please you is by faith. Help us recognize it's a daily forecast, daily activity. Daily, we're doing something by faith. And every day, there's going to be a step of faith that we will have to take in some way, shape, fashion, or form. And Lord, with those opportunities that come up, help us to exercise what we need to, whether it comes to temptation, anger, irritations, discouragement. Help us to do what the Word of God tells us to do. And help us to recognize if there's a problem. Problem is not people. The problem is not the thing. The problem oftentimes is us and our doing what you would have us to do, reflecting on the Word of God. Thank you so much that the Word of God never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, every day, these attributes that are needed, help us to, Lord, I know we're going to think on our ways, but help us to turn to your testimonies and do what you would have us to do. Well, because we know that's the faith that we need to walk in, and that is the promise that we can claim in your word. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Bless now the refreshments that we have next door, and strengthen us through morning preaching, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.